This is Don't Ask Me Why. It's 7 minutes to 8 o'clock, and I told you that we had a very, very lovely show lined up, and part of that is the fact that we are going to be giving away yet another marvelous Christmas cracker prize.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, there you go. That. Les from Airworks is in the house, and it's the time of year that people are now, I would imagine, terribly excited about life and the possibility of Father Christmas being kind. There must be all sorts of excitement under the Christmas tree as far as Airworks is concerned, because you've got a range of bikes, e-bikes, motorcycles, all sorts of gizmos and gadgets, and we'll be talking about those now. Welcome to you. Lovely to have you on the show.
Oh, Dave, nice change from Mike for a change.
Well, no,
I love Mike. No. I walked in this morning, I thought, where's Mike?
Yeah, I also did.
I missed my chats with Mike. Having a few of those of late.
I think he's having a bit of a slow start to the day, shall we say.
All the best, Mike.
Yes.
Yes, Dave, it's that time of year, eh? You know what we've realized? We are a civilization now of immediate gratification. And nothing gives you more immediate gratification than something on two wheels.
Oh, yeah.
So we're there and we're looking after the guys that are coming in. And it's a lot of lastminuteshopping.com. And when they want it, it's I want it now. I want it now, I want it now so that before it's sold out for my kids for Christmas or something. So yeah, bicycles are flying out of the door, motorbikes, scooters. My goodness, I cannot build a scooter quick enough.
Wow.
Yeah, and checkers bikes. But we've got the range, yeah. We've got the little pit bikes, the little quads for the kids. We've got all the accessories. This time of year, Dad needs a new pair of pants. You riding pants, definitely. You might not think he does, but trust me, he does. So
yeah, how many pairs do you need? Just one more.
No, always one more. Always more than the underwear. We've got the range, and vouchers are also becoming quite a big thing now, because the guys don't know what they want, or what Dad wants, or what Uncle John wants, or whatever. So come and pick up a voucher, then you come and choose in the new year, or what he really does want with that voucher, and give him a bit of joy, man. Spread the love.
Absolutely.
No, it's very, very good.
You recently acquired the Vespa agency.
We did.
A huge coup. For the North Coast, I'm talking, because this is it's a very, very prestigious brand.
You know, it is. It is, and it's sometimes a little, and when we got it on board, we were trying to find the value, because they're not cheap. You know, they start at 140 grand for the Primavera 150cc, and then up to about 200 for the 300cc. But when you get on it, it is, Dave, it's like a Rolls Royce on two wheels.
Yeah.
As the value's there.
Oh,
the value's definitely
I there. Absolutely adored my Vespa. I would get one again tomorrow if my wife would let me. Maybe I could speak to her nicely for me.
It's Christmas. And you know what? Women always say they love surprises. Just yeah. Rock up with a Vespa. I don't understand the problem yet. And flowers. Make sure you take flowers as well.
You know why the flowers, apparently? Flowers, apparently, and jewelry, because apparently men have got zero interest in flowers and jewelry. And if you buy, and it must be expensive because it shows that you had bought that with absolutely selflessness, because it's not something that you might. If I bought a scooter, however,
yeah.
There might be an ulterior motive, so that's not really the best of romantic gifts.
We went on a scooter run the other day, and a couple of my friends they actually invited us. I haven't had time to put one together ourselves yet. And I put the wife on the back and a couple of mates on the other ones. And we actually took a little bit of a off-the-road detour through the back of Tongaat and Dudley Pringle Dam there. Stopped for a beer midway through the a non-alcoholic. Through the bush. Then we stopped at Beach Bun for lunch and headed on back again. And I tell you what a lot of unexpected fun. It really is. I actually got a call the next day from one of my mates, and she said, I heard about it. My husband was so upset you couldn't join. How quickly can you have one ready? So he bought one, or she bought one for him. He phoned me about 2 days later as he got back from the weekend, and it was a gift and a surprise. He says, Les, thank you very much. I said, oh, great. Congratulations and happy days. And he says, have you got it in white? I thought still for a second. I thought, you know what, Alan, it's already registered to your name. I can't just change the colors. He says, no. I want another one. Claire likes it so much. I got to give one for her. So they ended up buying one. He bought one for her. Just so they can join us on a little scooter run every now and then. Look, they're super useful, obviously, across the every day of the week. But They are. They're good fun. Oh. They're very good fun.
So you're a lucky man. You deal in fun.
I deal in fun.
And passion. So this is grand. And today, we are going to quickly now do another Christmas cracker draw. I'm going to do the shaking of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And should we draw the prize first? Should
Let's
we draw
the
prize
I think
first.
I think we did that last time. We was very happy.
Okay.
They picked up the bicycle from the last one.
So let us get ourselves together because now this is all going to be beautifully shot by Tiara Governor on camera. Ready? One, two.
Smile.
Bang! Whoa! And the winner. Something fell out there.
I think it's you. No, the green. Oh, no, it's yeah.
Are you? Aha. And the prize is
the prize today is a Airwix pair of goggles. It is a pair of Relay jeans at valued at 1,500 rand, and it is a Leopard Leap wine voucher. So that is a 5,000-6,000 rand present over there to somebody.
Let us draw the winner.
I'm excited. If my name's in here, what is it? Does it count?
You win. You win. Wouldn't be rigged at all, no.
No. All right. And your winner is Janine Sophia Naidu.
Janine Naidu, happy, happy, happy.
Happy Christmas.
Well done to you, and well done for entering. And if you didn't enter today, you can enter tomorrow. Enter today for tomorrow, because we've still got many more prizes to give away on our Christmas cracker competition. 50 grand's worth of prizes, Les. Thank you. Bless you. What a marvelous gift.
If she doesn't have a motorbike to go with the goggles, I know a place.
Oh, so do I. Funny you should say
that. Come and see us. Dave, I've got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys ever do... because I'm online with you again now, I think end of the week or early next week. Do you guys ever take calls during these?
We can. We don't have a hunting line. We've only got a single line coming in, so it's quite difficult. In case you get someone that wants to swear you, you know.
Nakia,
you know, to swear you.
No, I've a lot of guys said, you know, it'd be quite nice if they could call and, you know, ask a question or two about biking or whatever, and, you know, have a little bit of a chat. I'm just wondering.
We definitely can arrange that.
That'd be good.
We'll do that the next time you're in.
Fantastic.
About that?
We'll
pre-announce so that people that have questions can get ready with the number. But that'll be cool.
100%.
And a blessed festive season to you. I'm sure you're going to have an absolutely marvelous Christmas.
And
we'll see you again, if not before, definitely in 2025.
No, because I think I'm on the end of the week with you or next week.
Okay.
So we're online.
Till then.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wonderful. And now.